Historically, Azerbaijan's economy has been dominated by oil and gas exports, which directly finance approximately 50% to 60% of government revenue through taxes and transfers from the State Oil Fund, SOFAZ. However, with the steady economic growth and stable inflation, the former Soviet Republic, bounded by the Caspian Sea and Caucasus Mountains, started economic diversification. As part of the economic diversification, the Azerbaijani government invested in tech parks, agriculture, and tourism. The growth and investments were followed by the regulatory changes that, among many other novelties, also introduced VAT rules for non-resident or foreign digital service providers. Evolution of Azerbaijan's VAT rules for foreign digital services. Azerbaijan changed VAT rules for digital services in 2017 by introducing VAT withholding requirements for payment providers such as banks and card companies. In practice, this meant that local payment providers and banks were responsible for any due VAT. However, due to system inefficiencies, as well as the widespread global trend of mandating VAT registration for foreign digital service providers, Azerbaijan amended its rules. In October 2023, the State Tax Service announced that starting January 1, 2024, VAT rules covering cross-border electronic services will come into force. However, these rules were relatively light in terms of enforcement for foreign providers, as non-resident suppliers were not obliged to register for VAT or charge Azerbaijani VAT. Instead, compliance was mostly optional, with businesses able to register voluntarily rather than being formally required to do so. However, in 2024 and 2025, Azerbaijan moved towards a mandatory VAT regime for digital services supplied by non-resident providers. The intention to introduce mandatory VAT registration was announced for January 1, 2026. However, in February 2026, the amended tax code was published, clarifying the implementation timeline and scope. Under the recently announced legislation, mandatory VAT registration will come into effect on September 1, 2026. Until then, foreign digital service providers may voluntarily register for VAT. Key VAT rules for non-resident digital service providers. The Azerbaijan legislation covers a wide range of digital services, including electronically delivered content and activities such as e-books, music, video and audio materials, graphics, virtual games, software downloads, online advertising placement and management, as well as other similar digital services delivered through online platforms. The obligation to collect and remit VAT primarily applies to B2C supplies of digital services to local consumers, whereas B2B transactions fall under the reverse charge mechanism, where the Azerbaijani business recipient accounts for VAT instead of the foreign supplier. To distinguish between B2B and B2C transactions, non-residents may rely on customer-provided tax identification or other business identification details. Notably, professional services such as consulting, legal, financial, accounting, design, and engineering services, when delivered via email or similar communication tools, as well as live-streamed educational or training services and online ticket booking for various events, are explicitly excluded from the list of taxable services. Mandatory VAT registration. Importantly, the mandatory VAT registration requirement is triggered once a $10,000 threshold is exceeded. Once this threshold is exceeded within 12 months, non-resident digital service providers must register within 30 days. The registration process is completed through the Internet Tax Office of the State Tax Service VAT portal. To successfully register for VAT in Azerbaijan, foreign digital service providers must provide corporate or tax registration documents issued in their home jurisdiction, along with documentation confirming the appointment of a responsible representative, such as a decision or employment agreement. Also, non-resident suppliers must submit detailed information, including their legal and actual address, country of residence, website, email address, tax and registration numbers, business activities, and other relevant information. In addition, Foreign digital businesses must provide supporting banking and payment processing details as part of the registration procedure. These details include the acquiring bank or payment provider, merchant category code, MCC, payment card scheme such as Visa or MasterCard, merchant identification number, acquiring institution identification number, and the country where the acquirer is registered. The tax authority must review the submitted documents and information within 20 days. If all the information and documents are valid and there are no inconsistencies or compliance issues, the tax authority will issue a registration certificate. VAT returns and payments. Once foreign businesses register for VAT, they must apply an 18% standard VAT rate to all digital services supplied to local consumers. Additionally, non-resident suppliers are subject to monthly VAT return filing and payment obligations. VAT returns and payments must be filed and made by the 20th day of the month following the reporting period. Payment can be made in one of several currencies selected during registration, including Azerbaijani manat, AZN, US dollars, USD, euros, EUR, or pounds sterling, GBP. Businesses must be especially careful when selecting the payment currency during registration, as it cannot be changed later. In case of submission of incorrect or inconsistent VAT returns, non-resident providers can file an amended return for the relevant reporting period to correct the errors. Nonetheless, payments must be made to the designated account. Impact on non-resident digital service providers. The introduction of mandatory VAT registration in Azerbaijan has significant operational and financial implications for non-resident digital service providers. Firstly, there are compliance matters, where businesses previously not subject to VAT now must implement systems capable of identifying customer location, tracking turnover by jurisdiction, and applying Azerbaijani VAT at the point of sale. These adaptations require changes to billing systems, e-commerce platforms, and subscription management tools, particularly for global SaaS providers and digital marketplaces. Secondly, the transition from a withholding-based regime to a self-assessment model also increases the administrative burden on foreign suppliers. As a direct consequence of new requirements, foreign providers must maintain VAT documents and ensure timely filing of VAT returns and payments in accordance with local deadlines. Notably, registering for VAT and applying an 18% VAT rate have pricing implications. Non-resident digital providers must adjust pricing structures or adopt country-specific pricing strategies to remain competitive. Non-compliance risks add another layer of complexity in countries where new VAT rules come into force. Failure to register within the required timeframe, incorrect VAT collection, or late filing of returns can result in financial penalties and potential restrictions on market access. As Azerbaijan strengthens enforcement capacity, compliance expectations are likely to increase over time. Key takeaways for global digital businesses. Non-resident digital providers still have enough time to review and analyze Azerbaijan's VAT rules applicable to them and determine whether they will need to register on September 1, 2026. Essentially, key compliance steps include assessing exposure, classifying services under Azerbaijan legislation, preparing documentation, updating systems, and carefully choosing payment currency.